Back quite a few years ago, one of my coworkers was diagnosed with a disease that affected his liver, and long term, it would eventually be fatal.
Welcome to the Voices at the Point podcast, where we get to know our neighbors at Providence Point, Pittsburgh's premier retirement residence. I'm Michelle Lazinger, and I've worked at Providence Point for almost 10 years. Today, we are speaking with Elizabeth Samstag. How are you today?
Okay, Michelle. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Just like to get to know you a little bit better, can you tell us a little bit about where did you grow up?
Well, I was born on the south side of Pittsburgh, and then my parents relocated to the Mount Washington, Allentown area of the city. So after I married my wonderful husband, Claude, we moved to the Bridgeville area and lived there 45 years before we became residents of Providence Point.
Wonderful. So you are a lifetime Pittsburgher.
That is correct.
Wonderful. Can you tell me what you do for a living?
Well, currently I work as a project manager / engineer for an engineering consulting firm. I've been with them approximately 8 years. And hope to continue at least another one or two before I officially retire and be able to take advantage of all the wonderful activities here at Providence Point.
That's wonderful, but you have to be careful because that's a lot of extra time with Claude.
That's true.
Have you always been in the engineering field?
My education started out in the medical assistance field, but I found I had an aptitude to the science areas, and so therefore I went to school part-time for many years to achieve my engineering bachelor's and then master's degree from the University of Pittsburgh.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do outside of working?
Outside of working, I like to go to the gym and work out, so having that facility here at Providence Point is a very positive for me. I also liked sewing, any artsy, craftsy projects. Like to socialize with people, and we can certainly do that quite a bit here. There's so many people to interact with, and everyone is so welcoming and friendly, so it seems like we're always seeing someone we know and very happy to spend an evening with them, maybe in the bar having a cocktail or just sitting around the living room area talking.
So on a personal note, I have heard that you did something very special for one of your coworkers. Organ donation is a cause close to your heart. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Back quite a few years ago, one of my coworkers was diagnosed with a disease that affected his liver. And long term, it would eventually be fatal.
So, Elizabeth, being that you did give someone the gift of life, do you have a new appreciation for life itself? Have you enjoyed more traveling since then?
Well, we traveled both before and after. Some of our trips were to Ireland, and we also found that cruising was very enjoyable, specifically to the Caribbean where it's nice and warm. We also did a river cruise through Europe. And so That's why I kind of compare life here at Providence Point with a cruise ship, because there's so many activities to do on cruise ships. And you'd go into a port, and sometimes we'll say to each other, well, we're going to get off the ship today and go down to Bridgeville. But we also enjoyed a recent trip. I think our last one last summer was to the Grand Canyon, which was a spectacular and one of those things on the list that I always wanted to see. But now that we're here, I'm not so much thinking about vacation every morning, every day, because I'm on vacation. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Voices at the Point podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Providence Point, please visit www.providencepoint.org and follow us on Facebook at Baptist Senior Providence Point and Instagram at Baptist_Senior_Providence.